Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm just thinking. I don't know. Let's ask Trista. Trista. Oh wow, corporate. Whoa, corporate.
She on the road. I meant to listen to it too. She on the road. You see that?
Corporate TK.
She not in Sacramento. You know what I'm saying? No. But it's whatever. But no. She on the road. I saw that.
Where you
I
at?
Saw that.
I'm in Chi-Town, baby.
Ah, we talked. Yeah. Okay. We talk about what you're doing.
We can
there?
Announce it.
All right.
Tonight we're interviewing. Well, it already happened. But tonight on BetMGM tonight. At 8 Eastern and 10 Eastern, we are playing my interview with KG, Kevin Garnett, Hall of Famer, NBA champion.
Yeah.
For a nice 10 to 12 minutes.
I like that. That's a dope combination right there. KG and Trista? I mean, how many
beeps? How much post production had to go?
We were good. We were really good. You could tell we were on our best behavior. But I was like, man, you know, he got on there and before the, you know, taped interview started, we're gonna play it as a blooper. I was like, you love those damn bubble vests, don't you? Like, that's all you wear. So, but we got them in every color. You're always wearing them. He's like, yeah, that's my trademark. You know, it's better than a jacket. You know, it's better than a coat. You're still, your core is warm. And I was like, oh, okay. And he goes, do you like it? And I go, yeah. And he goes, are you sneak dissing right now? And I was like, oh no. And he had his sunglasses on. He's like, I think you're sneak dissing. And I was like, no, it's good. And he goes, well, why are you smirking? Like, what, you're laughing right now. I have sisters. I know that you're making fun of me right now. And I was like, not you, not KG. I don't want any smoke with KG.
Definitely got to peep that. Definitely got to peep KG and TK.
I want to be clear. He said the vest keeps his core warm.
Yeah, something like that. He's keeping his core warm.
That's spectacular.
Well, yeah.
That's just spectacular. Oh, that's a nice vest. Thanks. It keeps my core warm.
Not wrong.
Well, he's not. Well,
wears it to everything. He has them. That's all he. If you see him on videos, because I was looking back at old interviews before this, and it really sticks out. He's got a bubble vest on in every single thing he does.
He can be part of the King's front office.
Some Monty McNair. Yeah, Monty
exactly.
McNair and Wes Wilcox.
To follow up on what we talked about a little bit, only two games are not on some form of national TV for Caitlin Clark.
Do you think the Fever have to be good this year for the Caitlin Clark thing to not die down?
Ooh.
Like, will people lose interest? Like, we got frustrated that Wemby was on TV every 5 minutes, you know, when the Spurs were 2-15. And as incredible as he was, like, I wonder if that winds up happening with Caitlin.
That's a great question. My instinct says no, but I think that somebody's got to be good, right? I think you saw today that the Connecticut Sun, who play the Fever, they were 6.5-point favorites early this morning, and now they're 8.5-point favorites. So that's a huge jump. So I think that the Sun tonight have to look good. And I think Caitlin is like the – obviously everyone thinks of Caitlin Clark as the entree, and she is to a degree. Like, she's pushing things forward already. They're getting chartered flights for WNBA players, which I think is awesome. Mm-hmm. But she's kind of also the amuse-bouche, you know, like the one bite that whets your appetite for the rest of the meal, which could be Alyssa Thomas. It could be Dawana Bonner. Could be down the road Khalid Copper. Like, you could get, I mean, obviously the Aces are already their own entities. I don't think they need much marketing. But some of these other players on other teams that people don't really know about, maybe it's Natasha Cloud. You see, you come for Caitlin and you stay for Caitlin, but also you're excited about these other players that, like, Arike Ogunbowale. Like, maybe some people aren't watching her. Maybe some people aren't you know, watching some of these players that WNBA fans love, and now they get to fall in love with them as well.
Yeah, Leah Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Leah Boston. Yeah,
I mean, you get to see her, you know, every time you see Caitlin. So, I can't wait for this season to start. I think it's going to be a landmark season for the league.
Yes.
And it's just, they're just going to catapult off of this season, I really believe, because not only is the attention there and the game plays there. I keep saying this, and I don't mean to disparage anybody in the past in any way, but the game just keeps getting better. You know what I'm saying? There's not going to be a drop-off in talent, which means there's not going to be a drop-off in rivalries and things that are going to – that we are attracted to as sports fans. You know, the history of, you know, Caitlin versus Angel. Maybe they play in the conference finals. There's no divisions or conferences yet. But, like, maybe they play in the playoffs. In the history of what they've been able to do, you know, the goes to the WNBA, or there's a new rivals. Maybe Caitlin versus Inescu, or Njuju's coming and Paige is coming. Like, it's just going to keep building off of this year, man. And I can't wait for this year in particular.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I do my first show on WSCR, The Score, in Chicago, the day of Caitlin versus Angel Reese, Chicago Sky versus Fever, which I am just so excited about. There's going to be so much to talk about in terms of just how that game went, whether there was viral moments, how they interacted with one another. Camilla's not going to be healthy yet, but she's obviously going to be a big part of what the Chicago Sky want to do. You know, and, you know, the thing that I think is really dope is that it's not just the excitement around the game. It's that fans are starting to see the disparity between certain WNBA teams versus other WNBA teams. And they're calling those teams out, right? And Chicago Sky is one of those. They're not investing in their players.
That's right.
They're not investing in the infrastructure. They're not treating it like a big boy league in terms of PR.
Never have.
And never have. And they're getting a lot of pressure right now. The people up top of the Sky are hearing it from people who normally speak to the Reinsdorfs, right? They speak to, you know, the heads of the Cubs. They speak to, you know, all of these different franchises owners, and now they're talking to the Sky. Now they're talking to
Michael
the Connecticut
Walter.
Sun. Yeah, and so they're saying, like, listen, you got to step your game up. And they have to listen, because I don't think it's too far off for these WNBA teams to be carried by big boy radio stations as well. And if that's the case, you need to make your players available. You need to make it accessible for everyone to watch. It can't just be on League Pass. I saw there was an ESPN link that did a really good job of promoting some of the women. And I was like, this is dope, but also, like, we got to do more of this. You know, the marketing the players is the reason that, you know, league grows. And a lot of people, and a lot of mostly men, will say, well, the WNBA is just not exciting, and that's why it's not to this level. And now we're seeing that there's a critical mass happening, and that's coming from investment, that's coming from marketing, and that's being propelled by fan excitement. And so I think what we're going to get is an explosion.
Yeah. Ironically, wasn't Indiana in that boat?
Yes.
Their owner before all this.
They figured that out real quick, didn't they?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Indiana had a sea of problems. They had a sea of problems. They went a Vlade Divac route that did not work out well for them at all, with all due respect to their version of Vlade, who I love, but it It was bad. Mm. Like, bad, bad. And they've, you know, that's the great thing about the W is you could kick out pretty quick. And the Minnesota Lynx set the blueprint. You nab yourself a couple of top picks in the draft, well, you could create a dynasty. Mm-hmm. Now the league is a lot deeper than it was than when they got Maya Moore and traded for Lindsey Whalen, had Simone Augustus and all of that different stuff. The league's a little bit deeper than it was then. But still, you know, that's you talk about Leah Boston. You partner that up with Caitlin Clark, man. Maybe you get something cooking here, and you start to get multiple great players on multiple teams, like across the league, and you wind up with some really high profile teams.
Yeah. Now we've got the Valkyrie, the Golden State Valkyrie.
I hate that so much. Like, I absolutely hate that. I had to look it up. I didn't know what it was.
I'm like, what is this, a Marvel
film? I swear to God, I didn't know what it was. And then the first thing I see, and if there's a different, like, it's some sort of mythology thing.
Yes.
And I'm like no, why are we doing this?
Doing way too much.
And it's like, their color, of course, I see it, and I know a lot of Kings fans, but why is their color purple? It's like this light, it's like a violet color. It's like a light, faded purple.
We can't have that.
What
now
are we doing?
So what happens when the Monarchs come back?
They're not. They're not coming
Never.
Back.
Just
They're not.
Ever.
They're not.
It's just gone. It's dead.
It's gone. It's been dead.
Do you think Portland will get a team again?
Someone on the West will get one. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know why Sacramento, like Kenny and I have this discussion all of the time. We don't know if it's the W's lack of interest in Sacramento or if it's Vivek's lack of interest in the W. But it feels like that there's another team coming this way. Maybe it's Portland. Maybe it's Houston. Mm-hmm. Houston was a
Houston would be amazing. That was a destination. Mm-hmm. That was one of my favorite teams when the W got started. Come on.
And to be honest,
there's a lot of legacy there.
And to be honest, and if we're being fair, if they're going to bring back a team, it should be the Comets first.
Well, there's a lot at play, though. Like, it can't be related to the Comets, and it can't be related to the Monarchs. It has to be, yo, what's business look like now? Mm-hmm. Is, you know, I don't know if it's Fertitta. I don't know who it is down there in Houston that's interested in this. But if it is, like, are they capable of running this business? How do they run their current NBA business if they're an NBA owner? Portland, same thing. And then I do think you have to evaluate what it looked like for Portland a little bit. Then you have to evaluate what it looked like for Houston. Because these are, like, people probably don't know. Portland had a team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, power.
How long did they last? Like, 2 years?
It was quick. I have a little bumper sticker that's like, Portland power. Little green lightning bolt.
Portland power still isn't as bad as the Valkyries.
Valkyries is bad. No.
Like, they should just be like, you know what? Our bad. We were kidding. May 14th, Fool's Day.
Washington Commanders, how they like had the Washington football team for a year.
I'd rather be the Golden State basketball team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Valkyries is whack.
It's not. I really feel like they missed with that. Mm-hmm. With all due respect.
Do you think they're trying to angle to be Northern California's team?
Why? Because of Golden State?
I was thinking a little bit of the color scheme. It's just I'm sitting here talking to you guys, just kind of
thinking. No, there's a meaning behind the color they chose. Mm. They explained on the website, because I was just befuddled by the whole thing and had to like look. But if they are, I don't hate it. They're not coming back. Yeah. Like, the Monarchs aren't coming back. So if the Valkyries, is the idea to be the Valkyries and the Warriors? Like, it was the Monarchs and the Kings. Is the idea to be the Valkyries and the Warriors?
Yeah, I don't know.
And God, I hate that. It sounds so dumb.
Is it like geese or is it like fish? Like, is it just Valkyrie?
Oh, is it? Valkyrie.
I think it just might be like the Valkyrie.
Like, oh, Valkyrie is the plural, like, of Valkyrie.
Plural,
like the
Heat. And I think it's singular and plural.
Like the Heat, Jazz, and Magic.
Well, it says Valkyries with an S.
Oh, it does. I don't think that's normally how that goes.
Well, they're not getting me.
Well, that wouldn't be the first thing they missed on today, if that's the case.
I ain't hating on them. Hey, do what you do. You know, it's no beef. They ain't getting me. I'm an Aces fan. I've been an Aces fan since before the first title.
Yeah, that's like 3 years.
Since they had an MVP.
It's like 3 years. Will you stop
since
it?
They got Kelsey Plum.
Were you a fan of the Tulsa Shock?
No.
It was pre Candace Parker. That's how far his.
Wow, man.
Wow.
Boy, can he go back?
Who did they lose to before? Ooh. Before they won. Did they lose to Seattle?
They did.
The Sky? Oh, yeah. Seattle.
That's when I kind of liked them.
Who did Chicago beat? Did Chicago beat the Aces?
Oh, what?
Chicago.
So.
It's crazy. You were talking about Michael Alter earlier in this. Michael Alter is like, I've nickel and dimed this franchise to a championship. What do y'all want from me? Michael Alter called me. Well, never mind.
What?
Nah, never mind.
Okay. Why can't we?
I'll trust them on that one.
He had an interesting pitch for his head coaching job. It was a very, very interesting pitch. I was like, I don't think that works, pal. That's not gonna work.
LeBron?
I feel like it would be shade to the person who has the job, so I don't want to do that. Gotcha. But
you're like, I'm not doing that. Didn't he get fired midway through the season and all of a sudden he's on an NBA bench?
Who?
Two coaches ago? The Sky coach, two coaches ago.
I don't know.
I can't look it up because I only have this.
That's okay. You're holding your phone, which is spectacular. I always love your commitment to.
And
to
I have these
about
on.
To say wires.
The little dongles, on this as well. So it's just like posted up on the headphone.
I'm just
check.
Not comfortable with you saying dongles.
The wires go crazy.
Oh, man. Guys. Yeah, they do. Guys, I went on WSCR today.
Have we talked about that yet? Have we acknowledged the fact that you're on The Score in Chicago? Like, you're even bigger than, I mean, you're like more bigger time than the big time you were before?
No, because we haven't, because I saw it this morning and I was like, oh, I want to check it out. And I thought it was just a hit, but like, mm-mm. You there.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to start doing weekends there, but I went on the show today and it was Layla and it was Bernstein, it was Holmes. And I'd never met Layla before. She's great. We're like talking and we're talking about Bronny. And they came in with the Woj, like that Woj says that Bronny's going to sell out G League arenas. Did you guys see this?
Mm-hmm. I saw it, yeah.
And I'm like, I can't even get through this intro before being like, this guy Woj really is not a newsbreaker anymore, is he? Like, he just says whatever people tell him he needs to say, right? And I'm like, by the way, like, Bronny's not even, we're now having, like, height gate. They said he was 6'4 everywhere, and he's actually 6'1. And it was my first pause joke for them.
Oh.
And I looked at Layla and I said, does 3 inches matter to you? And she just was like, didn't get it. And then she was like, oh, is that like meaningful? Like, if someone pitches it at one thing and it's actually like 3 inches less, where are we at on that? Is that okay? Like, is that meaningful? And we were off to the races.
Oh, man.
It finished with the fact that she, and bless her heart, lovely woman. So there's just nothing to do with her. I was like, did you guys see that it looked like Savannah had asked LeBron to see his text messages at the Cleveland game? And she was like, well, don't you think that's fair for like a wife of an NBA player to do? And I go, no, I don't think that's a good idea at all, actually. And in fact, like, if we're being real, and I know nothing, I have no information, no inside information, but like, let's be honest here. monogamy is not really on the table for the best, one of the best players of an entire lifetime. I don't think. I think that's pretty odd. It would be very odd. It would be outside of the spectrum of norm for like 100% loyalty level in that realm. And she was like, oh.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I did notice Savannah looked particularly agitated last night.
She's been extremely annoyed at LeBron lately.
Well, they've been together like 20 years. Like, I'm sure she is annoyed with LeBron.
She probably didn't even want to go to that game.
Probably not.
Yeah, why are we here?
He's like, I've got something I've got to do. I don't know what it is.
And I need you here to support the family.
Yeah, I need
you. It's got to do with our son. If you care about Bronny, we got to go to this Cavs game.
Winhurst sold it as they were there for Mother's Day.
Winhurst said something else, too. Well, he was in Cleveland. For Mother's Day?
Yeah. So he just went to the game. And I think it was Winhurst who said, they called the Lakers and said, hey, LeBron's going to the Cavs game. Just wanted to give you guys a heads up. He's in Cleveland. He's just going to go to the Cavs-Celtics game. Mm. And then I think Winhurst said, yeah, LeBron doesn't do anything on accident.
Well, yeah, LeBron. Yeah, so Winhurst said nothing and said something, but said nothing, but said something. I got the full quote right here of Winhurst on, I don't know, his podcast.
He said they were sending him, he said execs were sending his memes to him. You know, he said he was, why would LeBron be in Cleveland?
He says, quote, I will say this, the first thing I thought of was this moment 10 years ago where LeBron showed up to a game in Cleveland while he was a player with the Miami Heat to honor Big Z, jersey retirement, his longtime teammate. And he got in a private plane, flew from Chicago over to Cleveland on an off night. Pat Riley was not happy, and a few months later, he signed with the Cavs. He's extremely strategic, and I wish I could tell you I knew exactly what he was doing. I don't pretend to know, but he's got to be up to something, end quote.
He's got to be up to something.
Shenanigans are afoot.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know if he's up to something or anything like that. I did find it odd to see him there at the game.
He's only up to – he's a basketball fan. He just went to – he's in Cleveland. He just went to the game. Now, what would be weird if he just happened to make a stop in New York on his way back. He's like, no, I'm just here watching the Knicks-Pacers game. That's all.
LeBron was not at the Suns games. That was just Rich Paul. Yeah, when they were in the finals
right.
and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it was just those.
I mean, LeBron – look, I don't know. LeBron doesn't do that.
LeBron's
he
not
hasn't
the,
done that.
LeBron's not the only NBA player to go to other basketball games.
No, we but saw he Tyrese Maxey was at the Thunder game last night.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't courtside, though, either.
No, he had the, like,
what, you going to put LeBron James below. In? What, are you going to put LeBron James in my seat?
I don't know.
He was in Kenny Caraway's seat. Why is that a problem?
Kenny Caraway's seat. That's not Kenny Caraway's seat. No, that's not.
You going to put LeBron in, like, 101 row F? Like, get out of here.
I just, I don't know if it means anything at all. I would lean towards it not meaning anything, but I did find it odd. I did find it odd.
He always finds a way to bring the narrative back to him, even when there's no reason to have the narrative on him.
That's facts. Yeah, that's the truth.
And maybe that's all it was intention seeking. It didn't have to do anything with his career. Maybe it was that. I was just
like, he wasn't even sitting center court. He was all the way on the other side.
Do you guys think that LeBron would do well at the top, like doing the Tom Brady style roast?
Yeah, I think he'd be good with it.
Yeah, he'd be fine.
Yeah,
I think.
I think he'd be fine with it. He'd be good. He'd be good. Everybody.
I mean, I guess if Tom Brady could do it, anybody could do it.
Everybody keeps asking. I talked about it yesterday, Tris. Everybody keeps asking me, "Did I watch that? Am I going to watch it?" Maybe I'm a one-man wolf pack. I understand that. I find everything, every single thing about Tom Brady and the New England Patriots to be ungodly boring. I don't find them entertaining at all. So I probably won't watch the roast.
You'll find it funny. It's very funny. Yeah. They went for everybody. It wasn't even just Tom Brady that got the business. It was Robert Kraft. It was Gronk. It was Gronk, Edelman. The amount of gay jokes towards Brady was like alarming. Everyone. Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, Gronk, Edelman. Edelman's making jokes about. I can't explain yourself off.
That's spectacular. That's amazing. Yeah. The thought went through your head, and you actually stopped yourself. That's amazing.
Yeah, I think I think that would have dumped. Even though it's the words themselves are fine, it's just too graphic.
Mm-hmm. See those guys? So all those names you named, like it immediately. You should have said Kevin Hart. You should have said Andrew Schultz. You should have said like
Kevin
all
Hart
those
was
guys
incredible
that you say
as well.
That gets me to check out immediately. I've never watched any of the documentaries. I don't like nothing about the Patriots. I find them boring.
Well, that's why I brought up the Patriots, because everybody else was fantastic, but even the boring people were fantastic.
Okay. I trust you. Well, I trust other people too, but
It was 3 hours of nonstop laughs. Kim Kardashian got mercilessly booed.
I saw that. Oh, that
why
was,
be
that
was
Kim
like that?
That was,
why
that was with Kim? Vicious.
Probably Swifties. And she even made like an OJ joke about her family defending athletes that don't deserve being defended.
Oh, my.
Football players.
My family knows a thing or two about defending someone that doesn't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
That was my
camera. Aaron Hernandez jokes were like really like a lot of them.
Man, it's wild what a joke is.
They said Kevin Hart was so short, he was standing on the stool that Aaron Hernandez kicked out from under himself.
I saw that one on TikTok. I also saw the remark about Kevin Hart's ancestors, which I thought was...
Oh, man.
Man, the balls you have to say that joke are incredible.
You're wildin'.
But I guess it's ha-ha, so it gets a pass. Before we, you got any confidence in the Knicks? Is it over for them? Are they out of gas?
I mean, I can't. Here's the thing. Like, I don't think we can really truly lose confidence in teams anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I have lost all confidence in the Denver Nuggets, and not without any reason. They looked like their souls had been stolen from them. They looked broken. Their eyes looked like something had the life drained out of them. And then they come back for game 3. They put it on the Timberwolves. Game 4, also convincing. All of a sudden, you got Jamal Murray, who was shooting like 18% from the field, hitting half quarters, coming off of steals at the half court, right before halftime. So, like, what do I even know anymore? I don't know. I can't say. Ultimately, the only thing that I know is that the Celtics are going to cruise to the finals. no matter who they play.
Yeah.
And then whoever comes out of the West, I think, is going to make it super tough on the Celtics. We did talk about that. And, you know, you talk about, like, got to watch the full interview with KG at 8 p.m. Eastern. But you talk about tiptoeing around the Tatum thing. Boy, was he tap dancing.
What Tatum
thing?
Yeah,
they got to chill with this, man. They need to leave Tatum alone.
You hate Tatum, too?
Hate him? I don't hate him. But I think when you look at the juxtaposition of what Anthony Edwards is and what he does for his team and how this is coming off the heels of KG believing that because of Ant Edwards alone, he thinks the Timberwolves would beat the Celtics. What does that say about Jason Tatum?
Well, he's also probably wrong. Like I know. I was one that said it is over with Timberwolves Nuggets a week ago. I was dead wrong about that. And anybody that says, yeah, the Timberwolves will probably beat the Celtics, they're probably wrong too. Like right. Celtics in five or six.
Even still, though, if you're willing to say that, then what does that mean about what you believe about Jason Tatum in clutch situations?
That what you believe is wrong. That's what that tells me.
It means you believe that the rhetoric around him as a scorer in important games, that is not his role. We don't even have to debate whether he's a superstar or not, because that's not really at issue. Mm-hmm. He's just not the kind of superstar that takes over games regularly. That's not him.
Mm. Well, We got to go.
What? Well, you're cutting me off because I'm saying what you don't like?
Well, no, we got to go. I won't even get you started. I'll talk to you on the break.
You got a show to do for Heat Check or for BetMGM?
Yeah, in like an hour and a half.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Get your stuff off.
I was just going to say that a superstar, I don't know how we're even classifying the alpha 1As of the league anymore. If we can't say that that's a fair criticism, that we want our 1As, our alpha superstars, to regularly take over games like we saw with Donovan Mitchell, like we saw with Paolo, like we saw from Ant, like we've seen from Jamal Murray, like we've seen from Jokic. If we can't give that level of expectation to Tatum, then what do we really classify him as?
It's okay to have that level of expectation. I think it's ridiculous to think he doesn't do it.
He's done it more than anybody you just named.
No, he hasn't.
There's three instances where he did what none of them did. He did it in game six in Milwaukee with the season on the line. He did it in the fourth quarter against Philadelphia last year. He did it in game seven last year against Philadelphia. Donovan, Ant-Man, none of them have done that. Not one of them.
Jamal absolutely has done that. That's
when?
What Jamal is
in the bubble?
No, he just did it against the Lakers twice. Game winners.
Their season, their back went against the wall. And he didn't have – what did Tatum have 52 in that game seven? Ain't nobody done that.
How many times
46 in Milwaukee.
It's not about how often he does it. It's about how often he doesn't do it.
None of them have done that.
Up at Tatum and it's like, how does Tatum have 17 in this game? How does he have 17?
That's fair.
It's not acceptable.
That's fair. None of them have done what he's done. Not one
of
them.
But he regularly, okay, so maybe the highs are higher. If I'm not even going to disagree with you, I don't agree, but I'm not going to debate that point. So let's say that the highs are higher with Tatum, mm-hmm. which again, I do not agree. The lows are much lower with Tatum as well. Meaning what you're getting are performances. Well, we can't even call them a performance. We call it an outing mm-hmm. that is like a disappearing act. David Copperfield. You look at the box score and you're like, why doesn't he demand the ball? Why isn't he scoring the basketball? Why does he have 17 points? Why does he have 21 points? Like, why are we seeing Jaylen Brown be the leading scorer of this team? Why is Derek White the one shooting 22 times and like going off for 35? Like, that's just, especially in games that matter and in games that are close, like Tatum, I want Tatum to demand the ball. And not only do I want Tatum to demand the ball, I want him to go and stop doing that pretty stuff and go to the rack. Do not try to create space in the mid-range, fall away, contested. Do not try to tween, 30 feet out with guys draping on you. Put your head down, put your pretty face in the paint, and go to the rim.
Y'all, see, that's hate.
That's How hate. Is that hate?
Nah, it's hate. One, you would have been fine if you didn't throw in the pretty face thing. Like, you hating on him because he's light-skinned and he's pretty.
You think
that's
it's
what it
colorism.
Is.
You think it's colorism.
He's too good-looking for your basketball take, and it's frustrating you.
And honestly, I believe that the better-looking a basketball player is, more likely they are, not always, a little softer. The moneymaker.
Man.
I like my 1As outside of Anthony Edwards, because we talked about him before and his skin.
He's an exfoliator.
I like my 1As a little more rough and tumble.
A little more grimy.
Yeah, like.
You want Brunson. Like, you want Jalen Brunson. That's your ideal one. Braids.
Well, no wonder they try to call me soft, because I'm sexy. Now I know why. Now I know why they try to call me soft.
Who calls him soft?
The street. They was all, oh, he too
the
soft.
The streets?
Out here. Yeah. Out in West Sac, they was like, oh, he too soft.
You were flopping in a rec league.
I didn't flop. Well, I did. No, I just kind of manipulated the situation.
You flopped. Bro. All right, man. Nobody called you soft. You flopped.
Now it makes sense. I'm sexy.
Dude out
here
in rec leagues begging for calls like he's Luca Caraway.
Oh, I got the call. It was a heady play.
Poor brother got a technical foul in his rec league because of you. Wow.
It was a heady play. TK, none of them.
TK said, give me an ugly one.
None of them have saved their team the way Tatum did. And Tatum did on three occasions. Not
yeah,
one
but
of them.
We, you give me the game seven, but like if it wasn't for the second half of game six or game five, they would have been out.
What'd Jamal do a week ago? He's getting clamped.
He was getting clamped
a week ago.
For two games. For that first half of that Tatum game where he went nuclear in that second half, if he would have continued what he had done, which I think he had like 2 or 4 points, he looked awful. Don't even get me started. He wouldn't even have the opportunity for that game seven that he had.
In the Sixers game? He was terrible in that entire game until the fourth quarter.
Yes, yes.
But in the fourth quarter, he handled business.
Just like Jamal Murray.
Are we talking about anything other than the NBA Finals against the Warriors? Is that all we're talking about here and we like encompass it to Tatum's whole career?
Mm. No, we're talking about just the other day when his point prop is 27.5 and he has 16. Like, you can't have that much disparity between
They're
what the market
3-1.
Expects you to do. This was before that. That was when they were up 1-0 and they lost game two.
But this is my point.
Did you say market disparity? What term did you just use?
Market disparity. What the market expects, whether he comes close to that on a day-to-day basis, he does not.
But this is also my point. This is how you know.
He hasn't had three threes or more this entire playoffs.
This is how you know he's better than a guy like Jamal Murray.
Forward by that.
Because we don't bat an eye when Jamal Murray has a game like he had in games.
No, I do, though. I do. But look, the difference is that Jamal Murray is actually injured and has been injured for the last 2 months. Now what we get from Tatum is like phantom injuries that we get after the series is done, after he's been bounced.
Don't call him
Luka.
Don't call him Luka out
bro,
here. Don't
you
do
are
that.
Hate.
Don't call him
That's
Luka.
That's hate for real.
Don't call him That's Luka. Hate. Don't do that.
Oh, he like comes in with the LeBron like.
Oh no!
Don't do that to my boy Tatum. Do not do that to my boy
Yo,
Tatum.
Yo, LeBron coming into the post game in the finals with a cast was
Yo,
one of the wildest moments in history.
That was
one of the wildest moments in history. Oh my God,
Tatum, they go and I
That's
and you
crazy.
Know I think TK we talked about it. You know I hate the Celtics, but I love all the players. They Tatum going hoist that. That Larry O'Brien, he's going to be the finals MVP. And then, you know.
It's going to be Derek White. Stop. I guarantee you we're going to be having a conversation where Derek White wins finals MVP. And you guys have to tell me. And this is what KG said. He literally said, well, we just need to change our mindset that the 1A, the best player on the team, should always have the ball down the stretch and be scoring. I'm like, that's what a 1A is, bruh. That's what it is. You're literally just. People are trying to like make up new rules for Tatum.
They hadn't even had no close games in this postseason.
Game two,
they lost by like 16.
Playing with their food, just game twos. Game twos.
I think that was a stat I heard from EJ last night. They haven't had a double digit. No, last night was the first one that wasn't a double digit outcome. in the playoffs. Their game last night. They didn't even have no close games. And if they were close, Tatum would have cooked.
Hence the reason that they're labeled front runners.
No. They'll front run all the way to that podium in June.
We're gonna see about that.
I do want to see him versus Ant-Man though. That would be fantastic.
I like that. That's a solid reference.
And
if
it's Ant versus Tatum, who do you have more faith in?
Ant is my guy. Ant is my guy. Don't do that. Ant, he's gonna be the face of the league. Don't do that with the Ant.
And Tatum's like, whoop.
That's my boy, Ant. That's my boy. I ain't got nothing bad to say about Ant. Never will.
How could you?
Except he didn't have to say show the video.
Well, send the video.
Send the video.
Send the video.
Google it, kids, if you don't understand the reference.
Was that 8 minutes that we did? That was good. We needed that.
Didn't think it was going to be bad. I was trying to be respectful of your time. I don't care. I'm running on
no sleep. I've been here since like 9 a.m. I'm not leaving. I'm going to probably go on a walk for like two minutes around the block and go back to work for another a million hours.
Well, that's what they do. They Odyssey makes us work.
Yeah.
You got two jobs. We got two jobs. You got three jobs. You might have four.
I can't even.
We haven't even talked about the potential fourth.
I mean, no, that one's crazy. Leave it. Just get me on the FaceTime. I'm saying.
Leave it.
By the way, what I keep seeing on there, so let's tease it. What I keep seeing on their social media just gets more and more wild. Where I'm like, oh, this is like the hood bar stool over here.
Back to back days.
Am I about to get myself?
No, back to back days was crazy. I seen it yesterday, and then today I was like,
"Yo, that's a wild group over there." That is sports for a different type of sports fan.
I said, if this other man that's involved can be as devout and God fearing as he is, this holy water, then I can figure it out as well.
So real quick, what's up with Chicago? So you're gonna be. Are you just like kind of introducing yourself in Chicago right now, or are you going to be in Chicago more?
I don't know. I'd like to be in Chicago more, but I will be on in the weekends starting June 1st on Saturdays. June's a little tough because the Cubs have a lot of day games on Saturdays. So it's essentially Saturdays when the Cubs don't play a day game. That's essentially what it is. Who knows? Maybe it'll be more. I go on Bernstein and Holmes now more as a result to Lawrence Holmes is going to be one of my first guests. I'm hoping upon hope that I can try to get Angel Reese as a regular guest. That's kind of what my hope is, like pre-taped. I think that would be really great for the league, great for me, great for Chicago, because nobody's doing that. So that would be good, too.
Why don't you do weekends in Sacramento?
Never been asked.
On what station?
Never been asked.
I don't need to listen to Freddie, even though I like Freddie. That's my boy. I never met him.
Casey's really good at creating more work for other. Like, he just says stuff out loud, has no idea how to make any of it happen, and is just like, y'all go figure it out.
DK on the weekends.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, why not just like work for us? Like, why don't you just like come in like one day a week?
Has no plan, has no idea how to make any of this work. Hey, just throws it out there for others to figure out.
The logistics have to be worked out by other people. So I'm the plan creator.
Right.
I got the vision.
The friction that comes about here. Yeah. It's like, hey.
You see it. Yeah, you see
it. Can I get a Michelin star meal tonight, Damien? And it's like, do we even have anything in the kitchen right now? I don't know. I'm just throwing ideas out there. You make it work.
That's what it is. Hey, that'd be a great idea. Other people work out the
logistics.
It's
up to you to execute it.
You can work the logistics. I'll make sure everything
is
good.
That's why they say the devil is in the details.
Bryce says, get Tristan 1025. Here we go.
Well, TK, come on. Does she cook over there too?
I would. You know what? There's an itch that has not been scratched with music and talk that may at some point be more and more close to reality. We'll have to see.
Come on, man.
Little one and two. Kill him.
Oh, I got this on here. You talk about an itch that needs to be scratched. Come on, baby. It's Tristan Crick. He's in Chicago. BetMGM tonight. Heat Check Podcast. Every Tuesday. D'Lo and KC.
Still hits.
No, it hits.
I was older hits. This is crazy.
Hey. Appreciate you, TK.
Love you guys.
Hey. Love you back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.